bluegrass is quite common here, and another we call Johnson grass. It's one that's almost considered a noxious weed, but it's edible. Mm. But the problem with it, it goes so root bound, and then it ceases to grow up. It just stays right on the ground. It's too short to cut.
So it's not very.
But it's a difficult plant because nothing else will grow in it. The roots get so thick. It spreads by the root with a little needle point on it. It just spreads underground.
Huh.
And that's one of the worst grasses, I guess, we got here. It's a pretty good pasture grass.
Uh-huh.
Takes a lot of moisture to keep it green.
Hmm. And what other kinds?
Well, do you want to get into the alfalfa? That's the better quality of grass that grows here.
Yeah,
it's something that has to be farmed and rotated. We rotate alfalfa and barley. You rate barley a year or two, and then alfalfa in for maybe 4, 5, 6 years. Then you have to plow it up again and put it back in the barley.
Hmm. And what grows the best in this climate?
Well, I believe probably the alfalfa and the barley.
That's what Grandpa always had. The word you were just saying, that you had to cultivate the
ground,
the ground, and you would yield the...
See, the alfalfa has a tendency to put nutrients in the ground that are favorable to barley.
Mm-hmm.
And barley, in turn, has the same thing. It puts
nutrients
into the alfalfa needs. So that's the main reason for rotation.
And when you... A general term for, let's say, alfalfa or barley is this year, this is what I'm harvesting. This is my...
alfalfa, my hay crop.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Now, what kinds of things grow without cultivating around
Weeds.
Here? Weeds. I guess not much because there's not much water.
This grass I tell you about grows...
Oh, God, those short grass with the
Johnson
roots.
Grass.
Okay, Johnson grass. All right. Now, the local trees that are around here, you've got pines. What
pine,
other kinds
pine
of trees?
Pine is native here.
Oh, isn't it?
No,
these were brought.
These trees were brought from 50 miles up Bear River.
Uh-huh.
We had a ranch up there. My dad brought all those trees down.
Oh.
And those that your
Grandma.
Granddad had, he bought from the college, I believe.
Oh,
they're blue spruce.
Okay.
But the native tree here are these cottonwood and black willow.
Oh, okay.
There's a few aspens, but the aspens have been planted in here from off the top of the mountain.
Oh, okay. And what's your favorite?
Well, I better like cottonwood because that's the one that grows. We planted a few of the others, but they're hard to get started here.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just looking around, the trees that are here have been planted by people. They don't just... So you don't see rows or little patches that just spring up. Okay. And what kinds of brush grow around here?
Well, sagebrush and rabbit brush.
Rabbit brush? What's the difference between...
The sagebrush has a little flat leaf on it.
Uh-huh.
And the rabbit brush is more just a spine. Nothing much eats rabbit brush. It's just
not even sheep?
No, not even sheep.
Wow, it must be pretty bad.
It's quite bitter.
Uh-huh.
But I think rabbits chew at it.
Huh.
But,
maybe that's right.
The sagebrush has quite a little value in that put one for the sagebrush, a deer around here would stay. And this good sheep feed it better.
Huh.
They don't eat it much in the summer while it's growing, but after it kind of goes dormant in the fall and it freezes, why then sheep will survive and survive good on sagebrush.
Oh, and there's nothing else to eat.